The Black Gospel Archive at Baylor University is one of the largest digital collections of gospel music in the world. For two decades, the archive has collected and digitized more than 60,000 gospel songs, creating a searchable online database of previously unattainable records. The project's next challenge is to hunt down rare and hard-to-find songs and oral histories, and it's received a $2.4 million grant to do that. KWBU's Molly Jo Tilton reports from Waco, Texas.
Tucked in the corner of Baylor University's Memorial Library, the Black Gospel Archive's walls are packed from top to bottom with records, cassettes, and sheet music, reflecting decades of music history.
Since I gave to Jesus my poor broken heart, he never had left me.
The archive houses and digitizes the gospel records that are most vulnerable, those recorded in the golden era of gospel. This is roughly 1945 to 1980, and once those records disappear, they'll be gone forever. Songs like The Old Ship of Zion, performed by the choir The Mighty Wonders of Owasco, Maryland. The original records were sold at church performances, but now only two copies are known to remain.
Step on board if you want to see Jesus. Just step on board and follow me.
Anyone with an internet connection can listen to these songs. The archive also holds important artifacts, like recorded preachings, concert announcements, sheet music, and blog posts, aiming to preserve the history of Black gospel culture as well. Gospel historian Robert Darden said this is part of what inspired the creation of the archive nearly two decades ago.
It is the music that endured, and now it continues to be one of the greatest legacies and the greatest records we have of a period in American life, as shameful as it was.
At a time when Black Americans were protesting segregation and discrimination, gospel boomed as a form of protest, often sung both to boost spirits and in defiance.
We shall overcome.
Songs like We Shall Overcome became anthems for the civil rights protesters.
We shall overcome.
That's going to help us understand those who came before.
Thanks to a Lilly Endowment grant awarded earlier this year, the archive will expand the recorded history of gospel by collecting oral histories from those who lived it.
There are people that are still alive in their 80s and 90s that need to be interviewed. It's going to allow me to go to them and interview them and ask them questions about their church history and about gospel music artists.
That's Stephen Newby, the archive's ambassador. He says oral histories are some of the most important elements the archive is missing.
I see gaps in the story. And this grant is going to allow me to take some time and attempt to fill some of those gaps.
Newby says that there is no way to know how many uncatalogued gospel records remain, but the team will keep digitizing them as long as people keep sending them. The grant will also help hire new full-time staff and fund a four-year concert series starting in Chicago and Detroit. For KWBU, I'm Molly Jo Tilton in Waco, Texas.
And member station KWBU receives some station funding from Baylor University, the home of the archive.
For my Lord, and I promised him that I